good friend of the Supreme Court.
Thanks for being here,
Mr. Scott.
May it please the Court, my name is Brian Scott. I'm the President of the State Bar of Nevada. I'd like to thank you, first of all, for scheduling this ADKT for hearing this afternoon. It's my great honor to be with you on this historic day in the new courthouse. State Bar of Nevada fired this ADKT after a task force appointed by our immediate past president, Larry DeJustie, and chaired by me, spent more than 6 months studying this issue. The task force consisted of 6 Board of Governor members and the State Bar staff, which reviewed the practices of disciplinary cost collections of 32 jurisdictions, including many in the western states. We reported our findings in draft ADKT to the Board of Governors, and they voted unanimously to file this ADKT, and it was filed, and I present it to you today. I'm sure you've all had the opportunity to review the ADKT, so I won't go through it line by line, but just wanted to hit some of the highlights. Thereafter, I or State Bar Counsel Stan Hunterton, who's in the audience today, can answer any questions that you might have with regard to the ADKT. This ADKT seeks to amend Supreme Court Rule 120 as it relates to the award of administrative costs in an attorney disciplinary proceeding. Currently, Supreme Court Rule 120 provides for the disciplinary panel's discretionary granting of costs when discipline is imposed on an offending attorney. Because of that discretion, inconsistencies are occurring and a small fraction of costs or no costs are being awarded. We seek to make that awarding mandatory by changing the word may to shall. Additionally, the ADKT seeks to place a flat fee dollar amount on those mandatorily awarded administrative costs, $1,500 for a reprimand, $2,500 for a suspension, and $3,000 for a disbarment. Since approximately July of 2016, the Office of Bar Counsel has been requesting these cost amounts from the disciplinary panels. But the panels have been inconsistent in their awards of those costs, which is natural given that there are approximately 120 members of the North and South disciplinary panels who have differing opinions with regard to discipline. The flat fee administrative costs amounts we seek is not a method of funding the Office of Bar Counsel operations. These changes and these costs do not come close to covering the overhead costs of the OBC as it relates to discipline. These amounts were derived from our review and study of 32 other jurisdictions and fall squarely in line with what those other jurisdictions are currently charging and receiving from offending attorneys. The budget for the Office of Bar Counsel is the largest portion of the State Bar's budget of approximately $2.2 million. Discipline is a core function of the bar, and the majority of the costs associated with discipline will stay and will always be borne by the membership, and these costs are rising every single year. As this court is aware, the Office of Bar Counsel carried out numerous duties, not just disciplinary hearings. The Office of Bar Counsel manages the ethics hotline, referrals on attorney advertising, assists with CLE and publications, and reports and gives opinions to the Board of Governors on a regular basis. The change we are requesting to Supreme Court Rule 120 will do 3 things. One, it will transfer a small portion of the expense of discipline from the rule-abiding attorneys to the offending attorneys in a more consistent and predictable manner. Two, it will provide for consistency in the cost being assessed by the 120 members of disciplinary panels. And three, it will benefit the system and the discipline attorneys to have a more predictable system for award of costs in a disciplinary manner. Because the State Bar hasn't been as successful as we'd like to be at collecting some of these awarded costs without expending additional Office of Bar Counsel time and bar funds to file lawsuits against disciplined attorneys, this ADKT also seeks to make the final assessment of these fees and costs make it have the force and effect of a civil judgment, which would be easier and less costly to collect. It also make the cost payable prior to the processing of a reinstatement application of a suspended or disbarred attorney. And it will also create a penalty if the offending attorney hasn't paid the awarded costs within a 60-day period of time. The hard costs, and Sam probably can talk to this more than I can, but the hard costs associated with a full contested hearing is between $2,000 and $3,000. For non-contested hearings, guilty pleas, the hard costs run about $500. And that's just for that particular day of the hearing. That doesn't include all of the other time associated with actually getting to that point. In 2016, the Office of Bar Counsel issued the following discipline. It issued 19 reprimands, 22 suspensions, and 4 disbarments. If Supreme Court Rule 120 costs had been mandated in accordance with the schedule that we're proposing with ADKT 516, the Office of Bar Counsel might have been able to collect from disciplined attorneys the following sums. For those 19 reprimands, it would have collected $28,500. For those 22 suspensions, $55,000. And for the four disbarments, $12,000 in total reimbursement to the Office of Bar Council, or, I'm sorry, to the bar of $95,000. In 2015, the Office of Bar Council collected only $34,877 of the $99,833 it was awarded in costs on discipline matters. As is now written, Supreme Court Rule 120 not only gives the hearing panel discretion, it's also being used in plea deal negotiations by the offending attorneys. And again, Mr. Hunterton can speak to you more about that in the plea deal issue. An attorney currently can say he or she will agree to public reprimand, but still argue to the hearing panel that they should not be imposed costs. There are nearly 9,000 members, active lawyers in Nevada. The Office of Bar Council holds approximately 100 hearings per year. The cost of administering the Office of Bar Council falls disproportionately on the 8,900 lawyers who did not require its attention, and it still will. The changes we are seeking are small. We think it's fair and a practical shift to those who have found to violate the Supreme Court's rules, and we believe that the state ADKT is in order. I don't believe we've received any opposition to it, and I would ask you to grant it as requested. Thank you.
Any comments or questions from the
question?
Sure, go ahead.
Is this conventional in other jurisdictions for discipline to have a rule like this?
It was, Justice. In the 32 jurisdictions that we reviewed, they all have similar rules to this.
Thank you.
Any further questions from Mr. Scott? Thank you, Mr. Scott.
Thank you, Justice Scott.